שענדף כבוב עמד א', אומר הרב יצוק ברדיפה, אומר רבמי, מבקרי מומין שבירושלים, היו נויטלן סחורן מתחום הסלישקה. אוסו מבקרי מומין אין ירושלים, במומין אוף קובונס, וסי אגלקלי אין טייסווס. So they were paid from the, they took their schiris from the תחום הסלישקה. Obviously, Taisvis, Mevakre Mumin Shibushlaim Anaitlam Schor. Taima, das Nan Bepreires Perikat Kame, Anaitl Schaar Lies Roye Bechereis, Ein Scheich den Eisan Alpiv. A person will get paid from being Mevare, that this is a Mum. He gets paid for the Enshechta Neusen Alpiv, so Weistachois, that one was not permitted to receive Schaal for Bikur Mumin. Yishleimer Kemoyshe Tiratzti Lamailo, like I had explained before in Daf Kufay Amad Aleph. Schiris means that a person has a job, and he's taking, and so... Then it's not mutalam the tzibo to support him. And now he wants to take schiris for this pula that he's doing. So that's a din, one is not permitted to take schar for bika mumin. But these mevakri mumin are speaking about that was their whole asik, their whole life. They were they weren't asik in any panosa. And this was a tzairich tzibur, so therefore they were supported by the tchumas ha-lishka. That's one teretz. Ba'oid da'hosam davke b'pcheres. So Taisa says there's another inyan in Gansan. Sh'yesh lochush shema mishum schar yatirenu. That means there was a very big nesoyen to, if one received a b'chayr. So, the halacha is, if it's a b'chayr tam, so you have to be makrivit on the mizbeach, and there's halachas, it's nechel, l'shnei yomim v'lai lechad, but all the chaymer of kotshim applies to it. Now, if this b'chayr would get a mum, it's nechel b'medine, you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdosh, and there's no problem. If I'm not mistaken, Taisa says Azor is also permitted to eat from a b'chayr balmum. So memela, there was a very big negiyah that there should be a mum. So if a person is paying a mevaker mum to look at the mum, he's giving him money, and so that could be the money will be an incentive. You know, if you see it's a mum, the next b'chayr also call you. So Chazal Bachoshet, that maybe he's not telling the truth, because there is negia for the Kayim who has the B'chir. Avalochem ayah b'bdikas mumei shah kochim. We're talking about other kobonis. So there, what negia is there? It's a kobon tzai b'sai. What'll be? You'll be paid it. No, so you have to be paid it. There's no revach moment over there. Like this, the Kayim has the B'chir. So Memele, if he'll be able to eat it by Medina, so it's worth a lot to him. Here you have a kolben, if it's a balmum, so you have to be paid it, you have to pay for it, and there's also halachas. So Memele, there wasn't such a great negiyah. Giza v'loi cholov, l'ochlov v'loi l'avoida, I mean, it's also be giza v'avoida psule mekdoshim. V'ochi isa b'shile perik, Atume Bishkolim, Dam Mavakli Mume Kochim Neitlim Schoron Mitrume Salishke, was talking about Mume Kochim, not Mume Bechoires. Sagte Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Tamidei Chachomim, Hamelamdim Hilchis Shchita Lekehanim, Hoye Neitlim Schoron Mitrume Salishke. That means, that they had a steady job that we had before in Taisvis. They used to teach, used to teach the Kahanim Hilcheshchite. They took the schar mitrumes halishka. Omar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Tamid Chachamim Amalamdim Hilches Kmitzel LeKahanim, Noitrum Schar mitrumes halishka. Omar Rabbe Barbachon Amar Rav Yochanan, Magiyei Sforim Shebirishalayim, Hayenoitlim Schoron mitrumes halishka. Now let us see what Rashi says. Now Rashi says, Magiyei Sforim Shel Kol Odom Vo'Odom. Speaking about Torah and Neviim Ksuvim, she also lahashoyis sefer she'enei muge. One is not permitted to have a sefer she'enei muge. You have a person. Everyone used to write sifrei Torahs, but and they weren't magia them. Mishum al tashkin b'lech avla v'rol bezn shoyim mesatzlim b'dovo. Mele wrote a Sefer Torah. I'm a Mele, it's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But to be Magia the Sefer Torah, that people were misatzel. It was an expense also. Vivkiru trumas halishka lekach. So here it seems Rashi had a tremendous problem. The trumas halishka the Trumas Halishka came from the Shkolim. The Shkolim was for the Tzorech Avoide, from the Karbonis Tzibur. Bishloim, the other thing, Melamed Hilches Shchita, Melamed Hilches Kmitza, Bevakri Mumim. This is Tzorechei Karbonis. Some Amela, this goes in the Trumas Halishka. But, Stamazai to be Magia Svarim, which has nothing to do with the Shkolim. So Rashi says, if Kiru, so the Midrash David says, I mean, so Rashi Posha means to say that, the Hefker Bezen Hefker, and the din of Hefker Bezen Hefker is not only on Rechush El Hedyit, that we see from Rashi, it's on Rechush Kavoya also. Bezen could be Mafkir, the momentous of whoever. That's Shitas Rashi. And Amad Beis will see Shitas Taisus Lucher is different. Before we go further, Malam de Hilchis Kmitze, Bohodale Choshev Hilchis Melike, Shebechal Hilchis Shitain. This was also, they had to be taught the Kahanim. So there were people who received the Schiris from the Trumas Halishk in order to educate the Kahanim in these facets of the Avodah. Zot the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Noshim ho'irgois b'poroiches, the women who used to weave the poroiches, noitlois schoron mitrumas halishke. That's what Rav said. And I said it's Mikotche Bedekabayis. Hoy uporeches tachas binyan asuyes. That in reality, by the Bayis Rishon, there was an amatraxen, there was a mechitza that was thick and amet, and it divided the heichel from the Kodesh Kodoshim. And the Bayis Sheni, we'll see in Rashi, since the Heichel was much taller than it was in the Bayis Rishon, so a Kaisel, which would be only an Amo thick, would not be able to stand and be supported with such a small Oivi, since there was a big Goiva, the Kaisel would be unable to stand. But they needed a separation, so they went and they had two Pereiches in. That means one at the beginning of the Amma facing the Heichel, and one at the end of the Oivi Ha'amma facing the Kodesh Kadoshim. So there were two Poroichesin that were in the place of the Amma Traxim. Now we're speaking about this Poroiches, which Kase gave money to pay for the schiris of the Noshim Ho'irges Zaporeiches. So we have here a machloikis. Rav said, they took from the Trumas Halishka. And Rav Nachman said, I hold they took from Bedek Abayis. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, no Rashi. The Mikdash David means a Yerushalmi. What is the machloikis if you take from the Trumas Halishke or from the Berek Abayis? So he says, the man that says you take from the Trumas Halishke is because it's a Tzorech Kolben, because they were mazed dam on the paroiches. So it's mitzorchei ha-kolben. You need a paroiches to be mazed dam, but he's all up. So memele, so tzorchei kolben is the bill is footed by Trumas HaLishke. And Rav Nachman holds that really this is a tzorich of the binyan ha-bayis. That means the bayis needed a separation that's mavdol bein ha-kodesh l'kodesh kadoshim. So memele, this is tzorchei ha-binyan. Tzorchei ha-binyan is, you take the from bedik ha-bayis. That's the machloikis. Meisve, fragt the Gemara Kashe, Noshim ho'olges beporeiches, the women who used to weave the poreiches, ubeis garmu ho'mais lechem aponim, the beis garmu, these were the people who were, used to bake the lechem aponim, so they got a schiris for their services, ubeis aftines ha'mais akteiris, Kulon oyu neitleis schoren mitrumas alishke. So it's a kashan who? It's a kashan Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, vani yoimer that you take from bedek habayis. So the Gemara answers, hosom bidibovi. There it's talking about the other sha'orim. We're not speaking, there were more paroichesen. There were paroichesen that covered each shah, each entrance. Those paroichesen you took from Trumas HaLishke. But the paroiches between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim, that you took from Bedek HaBayis. The Omar Rabbi Zeira Omar Rav, Shloisha also paroiches hoyu b'migdashayni. There were 13 paroiches in them by the second bayis. Shiva keneged Shiva Sha'orim. There were 7 Sha'orim in the Azorim. So there were 7 paroiches in by these shorim, echad lepischei shel hechel, veechad lepischei shel ulam, beis bedvir. These are the 2 poriches, and the dvir is really that's mouth between the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim. That's what we're speaking about. Beis kenegdon ba'aliyah, and the aliyas hechel, and the aliyas kodesh kadoshim. There was also 2 poroiches, and that was mavdul ben aliyas ha'eichel ben aliyas kodesh kadosh. Al koponim, so what did Rav Nachman answer? Rav Nachman answered that what it says, that's what it says, that noshim ha'ulges beporoiches, they took from the Trumas HaLishke. This is not speaking about the paroiches. There was many paroiches in the Beis HaMikdash, 13 paroiches in. So we're speaking about the paroiches in that were bibovi, that just were by the entrances. These paroiches in were taken from the Trumas HaLishke. Now we have to understand why they were taken from Trumas HaLishke, but let us first see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Beis Avtinus or Beis Garmu b'Meseches Yume b'Devovi b'Paroiches shekeneged Apsochim d'Litzniusa Avidi. These paroichesin were made, the sole purpose was for Tznius. Ve'einom tachas binyan. This wasn't a binyan, that's me, this wasn't a chelik of the binyan abayis. That means the bayis could have mitzad etzem bayis. It could be open sha'orim. The purpose of these paroiches in war litzniyusa. So I saw the Mikdash David there. So fine, litzniyusa. So why do you take from Trumas HaLishke? How does the Trumas HaLishke come in over here? So he says, he brings a gemara in Zvochim
The Gemara says in Zvachim, the Gemara wants to, Dachsim is Klanga Shaila, the height of the Kalei HaChotza. So the Gemara says, Efshar Koyin Oymid Al Gabei HaMizbeach V'chol Ho'om Royin Oysimi Bechutz. That means the Gemara assumes for a Dover Poshet that the Avoide, a Koyin who did the Avoide was not on show. You don't do the Avoides HaKabonis and everyone is watching him doing it. So there's a tzairich tznius for the avodas hakorbanos. So memele, so the Mikdash David says, are very good. So all these shiurim, they didn't need doors, but they needed a pareiches al tznius letzairich avode. So that's a tzairich avode. So therefore, you could take it mitrumas alishke. The pareiches bein a hegel and a kodesh kadoshim, that's a tzairich binyan. That's what Rav Nachman knows. Let us see Narash. Gebroich is neged apsochim dutz niyus avide. Ve'einon tachas binyin. That's not a tzairich binyin. So then you take from the Trumas Alishkan. Avul kol tzairich binyin. Kegoyin. Poroich is hamavdilis bein hegel akot shei akadoshim shei bemigdash sheini bemokim amatraksen. This was in place of the amatraksen, the wall, she'osa shloime bebinyin rishin, ba'anshe ha'goyla osu esa heichel gavoye miyoy, they made the heichel very tall, v'lo yochel binyin bo'i v'yamil iskayim begoyve kazeh, with such a small thickness, it would not be able to stand with such a large goyve, v'lo ha'chive lo yochlu, they were unable to be machavit, that means there was bestimmt measurements how big the heichel had to be, how big the kodesh kadoshim would be, so therefore they could not make a wall thicker than an ame, so and the wall wouldn't stand. That's what Rav Nachman says. This is tzairich binyan. Zayin she'orim, lazore, shtayim bedvir, tachas amatraksin. Ushnaim kenegdom baliyah, lahavdul ben aliyah seichel aliyah skotche kadoshim. Gam hein bemokim amatraksin, since the amatraksin bebayis rishin was mavdul and aliyah also. Was mavdul between the aliyah over the eichel and the aliyah over the kodesh kadoshim. So here there was no aliyah, so this is bemokim aliyah. Now let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, Shiva Kineged Zayin Sha'orim. L'Shiva Sharei Azore Koma. That means what Zayin Sha'orim are we speaking about? That there were seven Sha'orim in the Azore. So all the seven Sha'orim needed a Poroiches. Oime Rebbe. The Svirelei Ketane de Masnisen, this Paraisa holds like the Tan of the Mishnah, the Meseches Midas Perkame. This Nan, we learned Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Zayin Sha'orim Hoyu Bazore. There were seven openings in the Azore. Gimel Bitzofen, the Gimel Bedorim, the Echad Bemizrach. Period. So Mamela, this Tan holds like that Mishnah. Now, so it comes out, the Mishnah says, and the Sparaisa says, there were Zayin Sha'orim in the Azorim. The Kahanim were one of the places that were Shemer on the five Sha'orim of the Azor. Now Shemer Shemayim, so it seems that Azor had five Sha'orim. And here, this is the beginning of Masechtas Midas, that Kahanim were Shemer on the five Sha'orim of the Azor. And here it says in Mishnah Dalet, there were seven Sha'orim in the Azor. So Taisva says, that's a good kashe, b'meseches tomid perkame porchlu. It's a gemara zakashe. The gemara in tomid asks the kashe, and there are two terutzim on this kashe. Umishani Abaye, Treimi Nayu Loiboi Shimo. He says, the Mishnah is telling us that there were Kahanim Shoimrim and five Shorim. There were two more Shorim also. There were seven Shorim in that Zohar. But the Mishnah says, five of the seven Shorim, there were Shomrim. And the other two Shorim, the one Shoimrim. Fine. That's Abaye's terrors. The Rove Mishani Tanoi, Samachlikis Tanoi, that means it's not a Dova Muskim how many Sheorim there were. It's a Machlikis Tanoi. How do we know it's Machlikis Tanoi? The Sanya Ein Poichsin Mizayin Gizborim, the Zayin Amalkalin, Rabnosin Neymar Ein Poichsin Miyud Gimel Gizborim. There were Yud Gimel Gizborim Kineged Yud Gimel Sheorim. There were 13 Sheorim and the Yud Gimel Gizborim. I think they say these Gizborim were Shoyerim. By each Shar, there was a Gizbor. Now, Dal Chamisha Daharabayis. Now, there were five Sheorim in Harabayis. Poshelohu Tmanye. So there's left over, he said there's 13 Sheorim, 5 in Harabayis, so there's left over 8 Sheorim in the Azorim. Eilu chesta Azorim. So what did Rove say? What did Rove find? Al me'ike tane de omat manyav. He found a beraise that there's a tane that says there was 8 Sheorim. So me'mele, the minute I find a tane that says there's 8 Sheorim, now you're asking Akasha, in one Mishnah says there's 5 Shorim, and another Mishnah says there's 7 Shorim. So Rava said, no, there's a third Baraisa that says there was 8 Shorim. So what's Pshat? It's a Machlokes Tanoim. As long as I could prove to you that there are Chilukei Deis, how many Shorim there were, so I'll say this is also Machlokes. So it's a three-way Machlokes. 5, 7, 8. Fine. Al meiketane dometmanya have. That there were 8. Veiketane, this is the Bach's kirsa, dometshiva have. Veiketane dometchamisha have. Period. Now, how did Rove prove that there's a tane that says 8 she'or? He found a beraisa. The sanya. He found a baraisa, Rav Nosson said, there were Yud Gimel Gizborim for the Yud Gimel Shom. He found this in a baraisa. So, was haistos, that means, a person isn't booking a baraisa, so then you can't prove that there's a machloikas tanoim and the minyan ashorim. But Baruch Hashem, he found a baraisa, Rav Nosson knows there's 8 shorim. Teime, factoisvis, amai maisi rova hanuch tanoi. Mi bereise. Why do you have to bring a bereise, bekiis from a bereise? Mi masnisin de midis ayyocholov. There's enough in the Mishnah midis that says this yesod that there are 8 shorim. So why do you have to kirch to a bereise? This nan hosom. Bepeirik sheini, shloish esrei ishtachavoyis hoyu. There were 13 ishtachavoyis. They bowed down 13 times. Abi Yosef ben Chonon Neimer. Now what's the cheshbin of 13 hishtachavoyis? Kineged Yud Gimel Shorim. So Luchay Ratois understood in the first kasha. Kineged Yud Gimel Shorim means, we know the cheshbin, the 5 and 8. So Al Koponim de Zatane in Midis, Abi Yosef ben Chonon, that says that there were that says that there were 8 Sheorim in the Zohar. Some of that's Pshat, 13 and that's 5 and 8. So why did Rove have to go and find a Baraisa? There's enough in the Mishnah. That's Tosfos Kash. Kash Boi Taime. Now there's another Taime. The Reka Machloikas Revi. Really, this Abu Yosef ben Chonon does not mean that there's 8 Sheorim in the Zohar. It means there's 13 Sheorim in the Zohar. Vaitayme derei kam achloikes revi, dal kochen lehu tane de zwille dit gimel shem hoyu, bazore le motzi le meime de kesova ches, V'dal chamisha darba. He doesn't mean 13 is 8 plus 5. Tamefarish hosom shmom shel oison sha'orim. In that mission in Midas, each shah had its own name. So in the 13 sha'orim, he reckons ois in all sha'orim, this one was called this, this one was called this, etc. Ve'ein maskir nafilo echad me oison sha'orim da harabayi samefrush be'kama de Midas. In the first parak of Midas, it says the names of the sha'arei harabayis. Shnei sha'arei chulde min adorim, v'kipoynis min amare, v'todi min atzofen, shal mizrochi shushan abira olav tzurem. The Mishnah in the first parak says the names of the five sha'arei harabayis. Now, Abba Yosef ben Chonon tells us the names of the 13 Sha'orim. He doesn't mention one Sha'ar of Harabayis. So what do we see from this? That Abba Yosef ben Chonon knows there were 13 Sha'orim. So Memele, so it's not Sh'tarke de Kasha. Really, it is four Sheetahs, it's not three Sheetahs. First of all, she brought this Mishnah. He just wants to prove this about Machlokes HaMishom, the word does not bring this Mishnah. And there's four Sheetahs, it's 13, 8, 7, 5. I mean, why did he ignore this Mishnah? That's Taisus Kasha. Va'oima Rabbeinu Tam. The lo'olam sfira le'ilahu tan. No, you're making a big mistake. This Mishnah that says there were 13 sha'orim and there were 13 ishtachavoyis, the lo'olam sfira le'ilahu tan, the zayin sha'orim hoye bazar. He holds there were 7. This Mishnah, you didn't undeck America by finding this Mishnah. This Mishnah is like the Mishnah we had, Perik Aleph of Mishnah Dal, the zayin sha'orim. He also held the zayin sha'orim. V'hod choshib yud gimel, hai says yud gimel, hainu ima sha'orim aktanim. He's mine, there were small sha'orim also. There were main sha'orim, and there were smaller sha'orim. Ta'akil choshib, he says this also called ashar. Teida the kachoshib pishpishin sha'yil ashar nikner. The pishpishin are the small sha'orim by ashar nikner. But he holds. Abba Yosef ben Chonon holds that how he says 13 means 7 plus 6 small ones. So Memele Abba Yosef ben Chonon is saying the same thing like the Mishnah that said there's Zion Shorim. So we're back where we started from. So we only have one kasha. Here it says Zayin, and here it says Hey. So that's where Rovi, to find a baraisa, that there's a machlikas tanoim, that someone holds Ches. Now bring it, Abigaraya, to you. V'ma'ayin shom yimtzo, if you look in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, and the Zayin Sha'orim, and you look in Perek Dalet, which is speaking about the Yud Gimel Sha'orim, the Shara Kolm the Perikamu, Shara Bchiris the Perik Beis.
Who
said that? Yeah. The Choshe Pishmishin Shel Shanik, that's right, that's Shorim Ktanim. Yeah, that is recognized as Shorim Ktanim also. Pishmishin is Shorim Ktanim. Avogdoyl Mayoim Bazar El Zayin. There was only Zayin, and that's the Zayin of Perikalu. Ve'noisim Peroshim Perikam. V'ma'ayin Shom Yimtso. There he says the names of the Shorim. So look in Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet, the Zayin Shorim in Dazore. Look in Perik Dalet, Perik Mishnah Vov. And there you see they're the same Shorim. V'amayim Shomim So the Shara Kolm the Perikamu Shara B'chayris the Perik Beis. V'ois and Yud Gimel Shorim the Midois. So the Kash is for him. So the Teretz is. That this Tana holds there were 7 Sha'orim and 6 small Sha'orim. But Svemele, he did not at all help the situation. We had Akasha, so we have one mission says 7 and one mission says 5. That was the problem. Vo'oison Yud Gimel Sha'orim Demidis. Now these Yud Gimel Sha'orim Demidis, Shnuyim Nami B'Mesech HaShkolim.
Kaloisa Mishnah Mamish Peik Yud Gimel Shaifer. It's the same Mishnah of Yud Gimel's in Shkola. Avol Ein Shoni Bo Abba Yosef Ben Chonam. That means the Mishnah Midah says, Abba Yosef Ben Chonam says, the Shloish Esrei Yishtachavoyis, what can I get Yud Gimel Shoifer? There it says, it doesn't mention Abba Yosef Ben Chonam in the Mishnah, Kamoish Shoni B'Mesechus Midas, but the Morad Yerushalmi Koma Masnis in Abba Yosef Ben Chonam. The mission that says there was 13 Nishtachavoyis, Keneged the Shorim, this is Abba Yosef Ben Chonam, the Koma Keneged Yud Gimel Shorim. That's the Yud, so the Yud Gimel Nishtachavoyis, the Mishnah says that we in Shkolim, that we Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis Keneged the Yud Gimel Shorim, that's Abba Yosef Ben Chonam. Zot the Yerushalmi, the Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon that hold Zayin Shorim have a Bazore, so according to the Rabbonon hold it was Zayin Shorim Bazore, Tatayu, the Rabbonon, Heichen Hoyu Ishtachavoyis Ailu, so what's that Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis? There's only Zayin Shorim, so what's the Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis? Ki the Tanina and Tamon, there's a different Cheshmi Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis. Yud Gimel Pilzis Hoyubo, Shepilzu Malche Yobom. There were 13 Pilzis in the Chayme. V'chozru v'godrum, and later when they took back the Beis HaMikdash, they were guide of them. V'gozru connect them, Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis. Period. Fine. But now Tosfos got stuck. That means Tosfos had just told us that without knowing Bereises, the Zayin Shorim, the Yud Gimel, that what Abba Yosef Ben Chonan says, Yud Gimel Shorim, does not mean Yud Gimel Shorim. It means Zayin Shorim and six more Shorim. So now we have to understand the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is according to the Rabbonon that says there was Zayin Shorim. So what's Pshad Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis? So Taisi had a problem. What do you mean? Abba Yosef Ben Chonan does not, he also has a Zayin Shorim. There was Zayin Big Shorim and six more Shorim. So what's the problem? Where's their machloikis? Everyone, this is the Shito's Zayin Shorim. So what's the, that's Taisi's kasha now. Vim Taimel Rabbonin Nami Detoni Shiva Shorim. My katame, kmetame kineged mi havu ishtachavoy, nenami moide, di maktanim, hoi shloi shos. There was seven big shorim and six small shorim. Kedefrishis. That means, if I wouldn't have said, it means Tosfos had before wanted to say, without Rabbeinu Tam, that there's another shita that there's Yud Gimel shorim. Oh, so that's good. So now, but then we have a problem, so the Yerushalmi, so why didn't Rav say this? Four shittas. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, no, the Yud Gimel Shorim means 7 plus 6. So Memela, so what's the kasha? Who's the Rabbonah? Why did I say this to say? Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, kiven de lech shivi beinaye kol kach she yikoru oisam shorim, ein nirishi ashtachavo kenegdom. That means, let's look at the Lashon. Abba Yosef Ben Chonan says there were 13 Shorim. The Mishnah says there were 7 Shorim. So what's Pshat? So he's Koilul the small ones, he's not Koilul the small. So what? But there's a Machloikis over here. So Pshat is because he held the small ones had a Cheshivas of a Shah. And they held the small ones don't have a Cheshivas of a Shah. So Memele, if we're speaking about a reason why there are 13 Yishtachavoyis, so you can't say according to the Chachomim because of the 6 Shorim Ktanim. They didn't have a Cheshivas of a Shah. And Nirishi Yishtachavoyis Kenegdom. Avol Abba Yosef Ben Chonan Koroisam Shorim. He called them Shorim. So if they're Shorim, so Memele, and I can say that's the reason for the Yishtachavoyis. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbonu. Noshim amegadleis b'neim lepor. Hayonaitleis schoron mitruma salishke. Now let us see what we're speaking about over here. Hamegadleis b'neim lepor. Bachatzeireis abnuyeis b'sloim b'Yerushalayim. They were miyuchadike mekaimis in Yerushalayim. That were built on a cellar, on stones, V'tachteyem cholo. And underneath these sloyim was a space. Nekever atahim. So that means like this. We knew the chotzer was resting on a stone. So in the stone, there's no kvorim in the stone. Now, between the stone and the karka ilam, there was a halal, tefach mustame, that if there was a tumas atahim, if there was a mace buried underneath, so the stone was chaytetz pifnei atum. Fine. Uboim noshin ubrois, and noshim uboris came there, the yodei sham, they gave birth to children, umegadle sham b'neiem, Litzolchei pora adume. What? That these children, when they were 7 or 8, we'll see, they were used, Litzolchei pora adume, Lasik bischei foso, Milumei meo, Lahazis koshiv al kainasur, for kidumrini meseches yume. Now, umayla zu osulo, Lisasik bo tinoikish le nitmu mi mayhem, Ibnei shezilzlu bo lasoiso b'tful yoyim k'desnam b'tamim hoyo hakoyin aseref esapore u'madvilu noise loitz milibon shal tzedoikim shoyimrim b'morove shemes oiso nasis. There was a machloikis between the prushim and the tzedoikim. The tzedoikim held that the sreifes hapore had to be done through a koyin, the koyin aseref, had to be a Mu'urev Shemesh. That means he couldn't be a Tful Yayim. They were Machmirim. The Purushim, the Gdeli Yisrael held, he could be a Tful Yayim. So right before he was Seiref, the Pore, they were Metamehim, if not so Tumadarais, Tumadarabon, but they were Metamehim, and he toivled himself, and then he made the Seife. Lohoitzi mi libon shal tzedoikim, that has to be Morove Shams. So Chazal were, that means like this, Be'etzim, if you made him Morov Shemesh, is the Chabadigiv is good, but they wanted to show not, because that's false. You don't need Morove Shemesh, so they made it Bitvul Yayim. Abelamaisa, they made Epis Akule in the Tara of Poradumim. So people shouldn't think, no, it works like that. One kula is geyer, another kula. So therefore they made a multitude of chumris al gabi chumris. So the multitude of chumris al gabi chumris was that they took the neikis who never had been exposed to tumas hatohim. They took the neikis who never had tumas keri. That means they used the neikis till 7, 8 years old. And it was Tanoikish Ein Tume Yoitzim Igufa. The Taisvus and Sukkah says, I mean, between you and me, the Tanoikish were Tmeyas, because the mothers were Yodis and Nidis, and they touched the mothers, so they were Tmeyas. But that's nothing. That Tume was irrelevant. They were Chayish and Tumas HaTahim, Tumas Meis, and Tume Yoitzim Igufa. These two Tumas, they cared about. So Memele, they made sure that these Tanoikis who grew up there were Torah from these two Tumas. Omailus who was always asking about Tanoikis, Lenit Mumi Meya, Minesha Zilzul Bolasis Betul Yoim, Kedisnan, Metami Moya Kaina Seves upon Matvil Noisa, Lights and Living Chalcidaikim, Shayoimris Mumurovi Shemes Oisonasis. Now, to go away, I don't know if the husbands were there, I don't know where the husbands were, but these people went away from society. They were certain chatzeres, and they were there for 7, 8 years, and either they needed to, they had to be supported, either the tzolchei achila, some of, they were paid for this, tzolchei achila, tzolchei levush, and ksus. So this was a tzairich pora dume. So this is also a tzairich, it's also a tzairich kolbonis, we need eifa pora. So memele, so he noitles schoran mitrumes halishke. This money didn't come from the Tumas Halishka. This was a person who wanted to invest in Taros and Shal Yisrael. This was Mistama, a good investment, Mistama. If you support these Noshim, that was a good investment. Fine. Boi minei Rav Une mei Rav. Now, Rav Une asked a shayla from Rav. Kli shoreis mau sheyeyosu mikotche bedek habayis. Do you make the kli? Who funds the kli shoreis? When you have to make a kli shoreis, which kasa paid for the kli shoreis? What are the tzodei ashayla? It's alom de shishayli. Tzoyechei mizbeach nino. That means the klisharish you need for the mizbeach. Now, the mizbeach hanachoshis was mechubo lekarke. So the mizbeach hachoshis was a binyan. That was binyan abayis. Mizbeach hanachoshis, let's say if you needed to repair the mizbeach hachoshis, no shayla about it. You took money from which kasa? From bedek abayis. This is bedek abayis. This is the bayis. It's mechubo. So memele, the klisharis are a tzoyrech mizbeach. So that's also from the bedek abayis to kekasa. Oy tzoyrech kolben ino. Oy can look at it, it's a tzoyrech kolben. Mitrumes alishka yoisen oisam. I mean, it's a very geshmakish shaila. That means it has, it's tak a tzoyrech mizbeach, it's a tzoyrech a kolben, so, but when it's a kubitz a geld, who foots the bill? The bedek habayis or the trumas alishka? This shaila, Rav Huna asked Rav, Omale yeinas nela mitrumas alishka. No, this comes from trumas alishka. Let us see what Rashi says. Kli shoresh mishorsem behem b'mizbeach achitzin shehu binyin shel avonim. This is a binyin. It's not a medover metal for sabinim. So memele, who foots the bill? Eisve. So the Gemara, so Rav Huna asked Akasha and Rav. It says in Divrei Hayomim, speaking about that, Yehoyo Shemelech made a whole Eisik to shaf money for bedek habayis. A ganze meise, a ganze kapitel. So it says, uchachaloisom, when they finished, heiviu lifnei hamelech v'yeyodo esh sh'ora kesef, v'yeseyu keilim lebeis Hashem klishores. Enough of the posik, that they took the, this was bedek habayis money, forget the previous posik says they use it for the bedek habayis. And when they ended, they used the rest of the money for klisharis. So you see, Claude, that the klisharis is funded by bedek habayis, not the way you said it's funded from the trumas halishka. Omalei, so Rav told Rav Huna, "Vakrayech ksuvi leyakrayech nevi." I said, "Yet a rebbe to learn divrei hayomim." But he never taught you Malachim. He should have taught you Malachim also. Then you would have seen. I'll show you a different posik. I'll show you a posik in Malachim. It says in Malachim, Ach lo yase beis Hashem sipois. And there it's also speaking about bedek habayis. You don't make klisharis from this money. Kilo isei ha-malachi yitnu. No, this goes for the isei malachim. This does not go the bedek habayis money only goes to Isem Eloch. It does not go for klisharis. No, so he asked him, Yehochi Koshe Kroid, but listen, okay, I didn't have such a good rebbe. So about Kaponim, you had a good rebbe, but what did the Pesukim Hashmer? One posuk says you can't use bedek habayis for klisharis, and one posuk says you could use bedek habayis for klisharis. So, Yoche koshe kroya dodi. So there's a stir in the psukim. So he says like kashe.
Kan shegovu v'hoisir. The posik in Divrei HaYomim is speaking about, there was govu lebedek habayis. V'hoisiru, like got left over. There's no need anymore for bedek habayis. So if there's no need for bedek habayis, then it can be used for klishoris. Kan shegovu v'loyesiru. The Pasuk in Melachim is speaking about it was Govu, but Loi Heisiru, they did not, there was not, nothing was left over, there was Bedek Abayis money goes Loi Samaloch, not for Klishos. Frek the Gemore, but he didn't fam for the, it's not a good teretz, but he Govu Veisiru my habi. You're telling me I Yesod, then you saw Bedek HaBayis is not the kasa to fund klishoros. That's what you're telling me. You can't, this is not Bedek HaBayis, this is not Bedek HaBayis. That means like this. If that was a shaila, there's a svar to say, maybe it is Bedek HaBayis, it's a tzorech mizbeach. Fine, that's a svar. You're telling me it's not a tzorech mizbeach. It's not Bedek HaBayis money. So what's geit meron? That they have extra money for Bedek HaBayis, but how do you take from this money? This money was hukdish lebedek HaBayis. You have extra money, let's wait till the next crack in the wall, and we'll use that money for the crack in the wall. But it was hukdish lebedek HaBayis. In klishoris, you're telling me it's not tzorech bedek HaBayis. So what's your teretz? Frigovu voisiru my habe, omar ava bo, leiv bezden masna aleim. No. In the tchilis, nidvas bedek habayis, so leiv bezden was masnen, im hutzrechu, utzrechu. If there'll be a need for bedek habayis, it should be lutzer bedek habayis. Vim lav yiulek lishores. So that's lay bezn masnin. Everyone that was magdish apidas bezn. So memela, that's how it happened. Let us see Rashi. Uche chaloisom lechazek es bedek habayis bimei yehoye. She posik ze bedivrei hayom. She govu lutzer bedek habayis veisiru. She ein tzrichen the kulay, they don't need it all. I send me now maisa klishos. My have it. So the maisa was gate miron that it's maisa or loyla kdushas kolben gova was nigvala zer bedek habayis. Smar says, lay bezn masna. Now let us see taisus. Vichi govu vahisiru my have. Avalahanach de lael. So now, Taisvis had a kasha. He said, the Gemara did not understand. What's from the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara did not understand. Listen, if this was Hugdish Lebedek HaBayis, so how can you use it for Klisharis? It was Hugdish for a specific purpose. So now, Taisvis had a problem. Before we learned, Beis Garmu, Ubeis Haftinas, that's workers that they used to hear. The Bechol Hani, some Emele, so the Trumas Halishka was for the Kobonis. These are workers. How did they get the money? It was Hugdish for Kobonis. So Taisus answers, Shekol Oysan Dvorim Rigilis Hain. In Trumas Halishke, when there was Trumas Halishke, some in Mele, when they went out of Trumas Halishke, was Lavdavke Trumas Halishke. No, it was all other Tziburistike Zachen. That this is also a tzorech kabonis. Eine d'toni d'boi metrumes lishka atzmo. V'loik toni moiso. It doesn't say that they came from the moiso. Not that it was left over from Trumas Halishkin Leibesden Masne. Shem de la machmes Leibesden Mishtari, a machmes Yisrael. Lemaise da Hegdish Gufa was Klal Yisrael was Magdish when you're giving Shkolim. A machsus a shekel, so you knew all the tzorche hegdish will be covered with this machsus a shekel, which includes the korbonis, that it includes the malamde kmitze, malamde shchite, and the talmid Rashi says in shchite mekibetz is not by Rashi. That Megiye Sforim means there was Sforim. Talmid Rashi says that Megiye Sforim before also was not, but the way Rashi says, Rashi makes a whole mapeche, that they wrote Sifrei Teiris, and they wrote Megiye, and Hefke, Bez, and Hefke. Talmid Rashi says, no, they used to write Sforim the Kanam to study. There was a course. If you're going to be a Kohen and do that way, there was Hilchus Avodas HaKorbanos and Hilchus Psulei HaMikdashim and what was Duchke learned. How exactly they were permitted to write it, or Baal Peyat HaShor Lekos and Beisach Nishklo. But Al Koponim, maybe this is for Yechidim, I don't know, but Al Koponim, this was maybe for the Klal, you know, about how Yechidim used to have Megillahs for themselves. So mainly each Kohen used to have his own Megillah to study from. Al Koponim, so that's how the according to our Tosfos, that is pshat in the Magiyas Forum also. Aval hachteru tzeporich, but the whole Gemara's kasha was the masik heicha deloi hisiru hasiri. You're telling me if they didn't have extra money from Berik Abayis, it's also. So why is it also? Because Klei Shoris is not Berik Abayis. Klei Shoris is at Zayrekom. But when is it Mutter, when there's leftover extra money? Porich Maishnos was Gate Meron that at Sisiro, Dobshita Shaloila Daske Magdishin, they were Zich and not Magdish, Lutzer Klishoris. When someone was Menad of money for Berikabais, he meant Berikabais. Kivin Loishoris like Yeloi Hesiro. Monash, people mean Klishoris, let them give for Klishoris of Philostamos. She told me, no, people meant Berikabais. Bedek Abayis is not Klishoris. So Bedek Abayis like Klishoris was Gemara Nesiru. Pshar Lei Bezn Masna Leim Ve'ein Magdishan Ledas Bezn. Bezn was Masna, that if there won't be a Tzerch for Bedek Abayis, it should be from Klishoris. Zachte Gemara weiter. Tone Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Klishoris Boim Mitrumes Halishka. Shenemar Eshor HaKesef. Now, Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, we have this posik in Divrei Ayomim. Now, this posik says, Eshor HaKesef Yisayu came Lebeis Hashem Klishoris. So, Rav had learned pshat in this posik. Eshor HaKesef means, we're really speaking about Bedek HaBayis. And in Shora Kesa means it was left over. Bedek Abayis, Lebez, Masne, Somemele. That is how we ended up with Klishoris. That's how Rav said. Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanner Rabbi Shmuel said, Klishoris boim mitrumas halishke. But he didn't have a problem from that posik. Pumfakert, he had a raya from that posik. Shenemar, it says in the posik, Eshor HaKesef. Eize Kesef sheyesh loy shirayim. Which Kesef has shirayim? Have a oimer zu ze trumas halishke. That's trumas halishke. That means as follows. When Yidden were magdish the shkolim, the machzis ha-shekel, and everything was brought in by Nissen. Hoffentlich. So Al Kaponim, all the Machzis Hashkolim were put into the Lishke. And then there were three times they were Toirim from the Lishke. They came in with Kupis, and then they were Toirim from the Lishke. So Memele, so the Machzis Hashekel, that was donated to the Lishke, there was a Trumas HaLishke. So they were Toirim. From the Trume, they used this for the Kabonis Tzibur. And the Shirayim will see that Shiyore Trumas HaLishke. The Shiyorim will see later what they did with the Shiyor. But Al Koponim, this is money that has Shirayim. The Trumas HaLishke money, there was Shirayim. There was a Hafroshe of Trume in the Kupis. There were Mafrish money in the Kupis. And the money left over in the Lishke is Shiyore Trumas HaLishke. It says in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yishmael says, it says in the Pasuk, Eshaor HaKesef, so that means this is the Kesef that has Shirayim. Where do we have Kesef that makes Shirayim? The only Kesef that makes Shirayim is the Trumas HaLishke, that there was Shirayim. So Memele Fakert state in Pasuk, not from the Pasuk is a Kashe, it's a Raya. Do state in Pasuk that the Trumas HaLishke was used to build, to make klishoris. Tone ver bishmoel, klishoris boi mit Trumas HaLishke, shenemer eshor ha-kesem, eise kesem shesh li shirayim, evoim ez a Trumas HaLishke. Ve'eimo shirayim gufay, maybe punfakert, maybe pshan the posik is, not you made the klishoris from the Trume, you made the klishos from the shirayim, from the shir. That's it. Eshor hakesef, punkt hakel. They made klishos from the shor of the kesef, from the shirayim of the kesef. That means not from the truma. They were teirim three times with kupis. True, that, and the money that was nitram be kupis, that's called trumas halishko. And that was used for kabonis. Wasn't used for klisharis. The money left over is called shiyorim. That's the shirayim that was left over. Shiyore halishke. So fakel. So that's what it says. You're bringing a pasuk. The pasuk says fakel. Shaor hakesef. The shirayim of the kesef. That was used for klisharis. Ve'im eshirayim gufayu, and for the Gemara, k'damarove, ho'oilo oilo rishoinem, ho'chinami ha'kesef, kesef rishim. Now let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, kesef sheyesh lo shirayim, kesef akupois, the kesef that wasn't the kupis, shohu nitram min halishke, they were teirem the kupis from the lishke. V'shirayim nishorim belishke. The shirayim was left over in the lishke. Ze trumas halishke. Kesef shebekupois. That's the trumas halishke. Frek the Gemara, how do you know that they made klishoris from the trumas halishke? Ve'im eshirayim gufayu mishirayim hanaisorim belishka klishoris boin lo. V'loi mina trumes asma, that's tashor hakesef. The Gemara says, we darshan from a hay, just like it says, ho'oilom. We darshan oilo rishoinom. This is going at us. Minayin shleidova koidem ala maroche letomit shol shach. How do you know the first thing and the maroch has to be the tomet shel shachet. Amleim v'orach oleho ho oilo. Vavinem bo my talmud. What is this ho oilo? The oilo. What is this telling us? Amarove ho oilo mashma ho oilo ho amulo rishen. The oilo that was said first. Besidrei korbonis, v'yoilos haboiker, shnema v'amartolem zahiyishe, v'hei yiseire kodosh. V'chinomi, eshor hakesef.
Bekesef sheyesh loy shol. The Gemara says it's a different lashon. It means the lashon of Gemara is a little better to understand what the drosh is. The Gemara says that kesef rishon. The Gemara says. Chenami ha kesef ha'ila ha'ila rishon the kesef rishon. So lachir the kesef rishon is the kesef you are toirim. Not that you are toirim for the rishon means that you make the that's what called the kesef rishon. Well, kaponim somehow that we dash from this from this hay that Pesach Lashita says it's ki'ilu it says es ha kesef sha'ol. The kesef that made Shirayim. That's Abba Kabonim, that's from a kesef. It seems, since it says the Havaisis, the Iker is the kesef. So it's the kesef that makes Shirayim. Not the Shirayim of the kesef. Al Kaponim. Al Kaponim we have over here. Rav and Rabbi Shmuel both hold that a Kli Shoris was funded by from the Trumas Halishka. Rav had a problem with this posik. He said the posik is speaking about if there was extra Bedek Habayis money. And Rabbi Shmuel forgetted a raya from this posik, that this posik is telling us that the kesef that makes Shirayim, that kesef was used for a Kli Shoris. Meisve, fragt die Gemara Akashe. Haktoires v'chol kol b'nei sibol boim mitrumas alishke. Now before we go further, I saw the Mikdash Tovid. Yes, why does he have to tell us Haktoires? Haktoires is a kol b'nei sibol. What's Haktoiris v'chol kol b'nei sibol? I mean, the masses of shekel were for the kol b'nei sibol. No, the Haktoiris is a chelik of the kol b'nei sibol. So what is it to say Haktoiris v'chol kol b'nei sibol? So he answers, we say in Pitam Haktoiris, when they were mefatim the Haktoiris, shloish meyes v'shishim u'shmoyna monim ho'yivo. There were 368 monim. Shloish meis v'shishim v'chemisha k'minyin meisachamo. There were 365 for every day of the year. Bona l'chol yom pras p'shachis v'chaz b'ed aboim. Shloish monim yisayrim that the Kohen Gadol took from those three monim he took a maloi chofnov b'yom ha'kippur. Fine. But now, when they purchased from the Trumas Halishka Ktoiris, they were purchasing the Trumas Halishka worked with the Shnais Halavone. That means that there were Chachi Halavone. Every Nisan they used to be Tairim from the Rosh Chodesh, and they were Tairim from the Lishka. So the Trumas Halishka worked with the Chodshei Alavone, and the Ktoiris worked with the Chodshei Achama. So Memela, we're purchasing something now, which will be for after next Chodesh Nissen. The Trumas Halishka was only for a 12-month period in Chodshei Alavone. So I can't buy with this. Forget next Chodesh Nissen. We have to use a new Trumah. So I can't take this Trumah to buy the Ktoiris. Because the Ktoiris already is purchasing from next year. And by Emerson, there's an eight, so what they did, they didn't use the Taka, the extra they were paid it. I got some ice, and it wasn't poshut. But Al Kaponim, the Trilas HaKinyan was they were purchasing Samimonim, they were purchasing Ktoiris for over a year.
So that's not poshet that you use the Trumas Halishka money, because the Trumas Halishka money was only for a year's tzairich, and this was more than a year. That's what Mikdash David wants to say. Haktoires v'chol kobonis sibur boim metrumas halishke. Mizbeach hazov ulvoino. Uklishoris boin mimoisa nesochem. This came from Moisa nesochem. Now, what does it say over here? Mizbeach Azov is like a klisharis, boy me moisan nesochem. There's a problem. Rashi the Shittim Gbetzes asks, why did the Levoina come from the moisan nesochem? The Levoina was taka kolben tzibur. The Levoina that they used by the Lechem Aponim, and the Omer, there was a Levoina that was used, that was a Kolben Tzibur. Rashi Yisakash, Nachsim, it seems the Goyin was Moichik this Levoina. Amal Koponim, Rashi in the Shita, this is for Akash. Boim im Moisom Nesochem. Mizbeach Ha'oilo, Halishkois, the Mizbeach Ha'oilo, that's Binyin already. Mizbeach Ha'oilo, that was Mechuba. Halishkois vazois boim mikotche beda kabayis. This is the bias. Chutz lochaymes hazore boim mishiyore halishkois. That's already is shiyore halishkois, not beda kabayis. Beda kabayis is bias. This is chutz lochaymes hazore shiyore halishkois. So yishaninu chaymesir amigdaleiser v'chol tzorchi boim mishiyore halishko. Now let us just see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Mizbeach Azov Klihu, V'loi Binyan. This wasn't a Binyan. She'ene mechuba l'adoma, V'chil metaltaloi, L'vikach nidin kekeli. That's why it came from the Meisan Nesoch. U'levoino shalachem aponim. Meisan Nesochim, Pligi bo b'meseches menoches perik shtemidis. What does this mean, Meisan Nesochim? Rab Chiya b'Rab Yosef Omar, Birutze Mides. It means the overflow of the Mides. Shehamesapkin Slosseis. Shekiblu Mois Hegdish Lesapek Slosseis Kol Yemois Hashonim. That means there were people who had the job. They were hired by the Gizboch, right? That they're gonna sell soilers for the Tzorche Beis HaMikdosh Kol Hashon. Fine. Now, they were given a certain amount of money, and for this amount of money, they had to give a certain amount of Midos. Now, when they gave a Midah, they gave B'Midah Mevuretzes. When they gave a Midah, they had to give a Midah that overflowed. Tfufo, v'loy mechuko. Not a flat meter, not a level meter. They gave a tfufo. V'hamakrivon, now, the person who was makriv, moichik amide. When they were makriv for whatever purpose, they had a level meter. V'heim moisel nesochim. This is the moisel nesochim. U'moichinoison. And Hegdish sold this. This means this was given to Hegdish, and this was a moiso that they got through the Nesochim. And for this moiso Nesochim, they fixed, Mizbeach Azov, the Klishoris. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, a different type of moiso Nesochim. Kesha Shanino, a Makabal Olav, Lasape, Koye Moiso Shona, the Hegdish Slosseis. A person said he's going to, again, he was hired for the Beis HaMikdash to supply slosis a whole year, to supply flour a whole year.
Mi'arba soyim b'sela. And there was an upmach that he, that's the rate he's going to take, four saw for a sela. Va'omdu mi'shalosh, and now wheat became tire, flour became tire. Va'omdu mi'shalosh, nisyakru, is misapek mi'arba. So he has to, the yad hegdishala yoine, we agreed that you're going to pay you're going to give us a dalad, sola, you have to give dalad. Even though now wheat became more expensive, you have to give dalad. That's not the geos. Now let's go further. Amikabel the sapek mishalish. What if a person said he's going to give, that was not mach, he's going to give sholish soin lesela. For whose lo va omdo mi dalad, misapik dalad. That's Mois Nesochim L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. That means that Hegdish, because of the market, Hegdish got an extra saw. That means they had made up with him. He's going to sell them X amount of saw, three saw for a seller. So that was not mach. So that was the contract. That was the deal. Now he's going to give them, since the price went down, he's going to give them four saw for a seller. So Mamela, they're gaining, Hegdish is gaining extra sawing. Because he's, it's Yodi ala tachtoine. So Mamela, this is called Mois on the Sochim. And that, it says, it goes, Lekayetz HaMizbeach. Is Beyecha Oilo, Shibinyin, Bomikotchi, Bedekabai, Skutsuchemis Azok, and Azos Noshim, Bechel, Bochemis Ayir, Bidulisea Boy, Mishiraim, Anisoram Belishke, Kishetamua Bekupais.